Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there because they're totally free, like a good web good talk show website should be. Head over to freetalklive.com and get interactive with our various different features. By the way, tonight it is Ian
and Luther
and Mark.
Luther joining us here after spending the first hour of the show at a local city council meeting regarding the repeal, perhaps, of an open container ordinance in town. And this all stemming from the city council drinking game that we've been discussing over the last couple weeks as far as some non-cooperation, or I don't even know what you want to call that. It's just, I suppose, unusual, a different level of political interaction. We'll get to that discussion here in a moment, but we've got Ofer on the line in New Hampshire. And now, Ofer, you were describing before we went to that news break there, you were describing what your definition of the state is. Can you recap for our listeners just tuning in?
Sure. Well, I was defining two things. I was defining the state, and I defined it as a group of people with enough moral legitimacy to sustain some level of violence. And then I was describing complete political liberty as the absence of that, as if it's a Boolean. It's either there or it's not. And I was using a quick tangent to try to illustrate that concept by saying that there's a certain percentage of people after which it would be impossible to sustain that level of violence. I don't know what it is. It could be 5, 20, 50%. But at a certain point, there will be enough people who no longer support the state, who are voluntarists or anarchists, and resist the state to the point where it is impossible to sustain that level of violence. They've lost moral legitimacy with enough people that it can no longer function and it goes away.
Sounds wonderful.
And so that's I think, the correct definition of liberty. The other one that's used is the more political one, and that is, like, for example, we don't have to wear seatbelts in New Hampshire, and we're real proud of that. It's one of our major marketing points. But I think it's a mistake to use the term liberty for that, because if the master can give you freedom, the master can take it away. So right now, I'm able to drive without a seatbelt without getting harassed, but it's not because I'm free. It's because the master permits it, right? Changing laws to give more permission to the slaves definitely increases their quality of life, and it's something that I think is worth pursuing and that we should be thankful for people like Dennis Goddard who are incredibly good at it. But I think it's wrong to use the term liberty for it. It's not liberty. It's increasing the quality of life for slaves. And I think that that distinction should help to reduce some of the miscommunication and frustration in the conversations that we have, and hopefully make them more productive if we're more precise about what we're referring to in terms of our goals and in terms of describing the tactics to reach those goals.
It's an interesting way to put it. How would you most succinctly refer to that? I mean, when we say liberty, then it's a one-word thing. If we're talking about repealing laws and increasing the slaves' abilities to make choices for themselves, I mean, is there a better word that would describe that, or do we always have to kind of get into the detail?
I'm still working on that. I don't have a one-word description for it. You can just call it quality of life or, I don't know, permission. I'm not sure. I'll let someone else solve that problem.
Very good. I'm glad that you called in to talk about it. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Sure. I'd like to add another analogy to that. I'd like to analogize this to the economic concepts of consumption versus savings and investment. So you're probably familiar with the concept of consumption. You've got some money, you go out, buy some food or some clothing. Mm-hmm. Versus savings is when you put your money away and defer gratification so that you can get more of something later on.
Right.
So I see inside the system efforts at improving the quality of life of slaves as consumption. We're spending our resources now to get immediate benefits now. And I see outside the system activism that attempts to get complete political liberty down the line as a form of savings and investment. And everyone should be dividing their resources between consumption and savings as they see fit, depending on what their time preference is.
Interesting. I appreciate that. Thank you, Noah Ofer. I appreciate the conversation and the discussion here tonight at 800-259-9231. Mark, you look deep in thought.
Yeah, I'm taking it all in. I guess I missed, you know, I first off got caught up on the word bullion, had to decide what bullion.
Bullion, I think.
Okay, had to decide what that was. And
yes or no.
liberty isn't a continuum. It's either you have it or you don't. I don't know that I agree with that statement.
I do.
You can have more liberty or less.
Okay, so you're basically disagreeing with what he was saying there.
It was taking me a little while. Okay. I admittedly, gotcha. I was taking it all in. I had to, there was a word there that I wasn't familiar with. Needed to have some definition. Wasn't ready to jump right in and contend. But yeah, I would say that liberty isn't a necessarily an end.
I think it is, and I think Ofer makes a good point.
Do you get more liberty?
Well, looking at where the way Ofer was putting that, I mean, I've certainly have used that phrase in the past, but going on what Ofer was saying there, you would essentially be having a more permissive
Ofer
master.
Ofer was redefining the term liberty to meet his own ends. When a sailor is off the ship, what is he on?
Leave.
Liberty. Like, that's the term they use. So the man does give liberty.
Well, you can use whatever term you want and define it however you want, Mark. I just, you know, going with what Ofer said.
I'm defining it the way it's used in English.
I think there's an important, I think that he's made an important distinction and is pointing out that you either have liberty or you don't versus master allowing you some more freedoms, master allowing you to make more choices for yourself.
Well, I think how Ofer set it up where he defined the word liberty as that, it worked in his argument. And it's definitely a very interesting point, you know, with Scott Wheels turning in my head. I need to think on it a little more. But I'm still on the side of Mark on this.
Okay, yes, Ofer did a great job of outlining what he was saying. However, he's wrong. And here's what I've got. Can you have the liberty to kill somebody?
Well, I wouldn't really say he's wrong. It's just a perspective he's adding to it.
I'm willing to do that. Ian, can you have the liberty to kill someone?
Well, you're using different, you know,
can you have the freedom to kill someone?
Liberty. I don't think you
should.
I'm
just asking you. No, I'm not talking about should.
I don't understand your question.
It's a yes-no question. Can I have the liberty, the freedom to kill someone?
Can you have it? I don't know what you mean.
Is it possible?
Is it possible that you could kill someone? Of course it's possible that you could kill someone.
Is it possible that I would have the liberty to do so?
Meaning that you could do it without consequence?
Okay, yeah.
Is that possible? I suppose if you didn't get caught,
well,
it would be morally bankrupt of you.
Is there a circumstance where I can kill someone? I mean, freedom
morally,
to you,
of course
what
not.
Freedom means is the ability to do what you want as long as you don't hurt someone else. However, what I'm telling you is that freedom really just means the ability to do whatever you want to do. And if you want to have freedom for yourself, you have to compromise whatever you want to do with other people. And a good compromise is not hurting or stealing from those other people.
Sure.
Let me finish what I'm saying here. So you can never have complete freedom. You'll always have it on a continuum. A good place on the continuum to have it is the spot where, you know, you don't hurt someone else and you don't damage their property. That's a great, great spot.
Sure,
that is not liberty.
Liberty is defined, number one, in the dictionary as freedom from arbitrary or despotic government or control. So,
isn't that arbitrary?
I think that the government is arbitrary.
We just made up a rule for liberty as to what it is.
Mm-hmm. And if people come to an agreement on that rule as to what
that
means, then that's fine. Yeah, so there's nothing wrong with people coming
I'm just saying that his definition is inaccurate.
No, I think his definition is quite accurate. It's the definition, freedom from arbitrary, meaning the master's control. The master decides what you can and can't do.
In this case, the master is everyone and all your...
What? The master is the people in government. That's not everyone.
People vote the people in the government in.
We were just talking this week about the voting machines and how they're full of crap.
It's possible that they're screwing around, that's for sure. But somebody voted the masters in at some point.
No.
Are you saying that no election has ever not been rigged?
Who cares if somebody voted them in? It doesn't matter if 10 people voted
somebody
in.
Right, I agree. So that what I'm telling you is who cares what public opinion is? Even if you got everybody to vote that as to liberty only being not hurting other people or damaging their property, it would still be arbitrary.
Okay.
I have to say, as far as defining the word goes, in certain contexts, words will have different meaning. Perfect example, theory. In a scientific context, it means something completely different than what you or I might use on a daily basis.
Ian was claiming that the liberty can't be,
I agree.
Is something that's
I think there's a continuum
arbitrary.
To it. I'm not saying I think there's not. But
the toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. And it's people like you, Mark, with the continuum argument is why people who claim that they want to control the border can also claim to be for so-called freedom.
I've ruined the world.
Free Talk
Live. I've ruined
it. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenFacts, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
That sound could save your life. In our fast-changing world, you and your loved one may have limited time to escape dangerous nuclear radiation after a power plant accident, terror attack, or dirty bomb explosion. When that happens, you'll be glad you have Nuke Alert. More than just a radiation detector, Nuke Alert is a patented radiation monitor and alarm used nationwide by federal, state, and local first responders and the Department of Defense. Nuke Alert, attached to your keychain, is always with you and on 24/7 to promptly warn you of unseen but dangerously rising radiation levels. Nuke Alert incorporates a 10-year battery backed up by a 10-year warranty. See Nuke Alert in action at KI4U.com. That's K-I, the number 4, the letter U.com. When ordering anything at KI4U.com, type in GCN in the comment box at checkout and you'll get free two of their new just-released peel-and-stick rad sticker decimeters as a free bonus. Go to KI4U.com today and be ready for anything nuclear unleashed tomorrow.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Luther.
And Mark.
Joining you here from our Keene, New Hampshire studios, at the LRN.FM studios. Also online, of course, at freetalklive.com. So much to find on our website. The content brought to you by our listeners. If you look at the front page of the website, the main column, you'll find a whole bunch of interesting news items and videos and blog posts, and they've all been submitted by listeners like you. You find something online that you think is pretty interesting, you submit it to our website, and then other listeners get to vote on whether they like or dislike what it is that you've put up there, and you get to vote on things too. And the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of our site at freetalklive.com.
MemoryDealers.com is the world's largest offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. I've gone there, I've looked myself, and they really do have discounted optical transceivers up to 99% off. And you can also, they also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, we're going to continue with your calls going over to Japan, where Takeshi is on the line. Takeshi, you're on with Ian Luther and Mark. Hello there.
Hello, Free Talk Live. How are you?
Hey, Takeshi. What's on your mind tonight?
I want to make clear. Yesterday, it maybe sound I do not like gay. This is not true. I like gay very much. I am not like that myself. But
I
misunderstand.
See. I thought you said you hated gay people yesterday. Did I mishear you?
No, is in English to say bad man, you say fagato. Is that not the that's the word you use?
A faggot is not necessarily a term for a bad man. A faggot is a slang term for a homosexual man, for a gay man.
Or a cigarette.
Well, that's more of a term out of the United Kingdom.
Yeah,
right.
but if you're learning English, you may not be getting American English in your textbook.
Right. Yeah,
especially in Europe.
So a bad man might... Go ahead.
I watch the TV and they say you are fagato toka that thing, and I say America is not the army of America in Okinawa is bad man, I want to say.
Ah, okay. So you're right, because that was the context of the conversation that you don't like that the army is the military people are occupying Japan, and I would agree with you there.
Yes, go home.
Yeah,
I wanted to say to them, I am afraid of them, but I want to say go home.
So, can you give us a little taste of Japanese? I mean, clearly, you've got your English down fairly well, from what I can tell. What would you like to? I mean, if you could just give us one sentence in Japanese, Mark, can we make a request for Takeshi?
Say in Japanese, American GI, go home.
He's the real deal.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we were debating whether or not you were the real deal or not, Takeshi, because you've got a really good accent, and man, you've convinced me. That's excellent.
Yeah, I am a Japanese. No question about it.
That's fantastic. So we've got some good news for you. And did our board operator pick up the phone and talk to you before about the young lady?
No, young lady.
I don't know if she's young, actually. I'm like, is she young, Mark?
She's
young.
She's younger than I am.
Younger than Mark, so younger
she's
than
she's in her 20s, I would guess.
20s? Okay. Do we get a picture of her?
I have met her.
Oh, really?
Yes.
She already here in New Hampshire, then?
I did not meet her, and I do not believe so. I believe
okay.
She's...
Because Takeshi was telling us, I think it was yesterday, that he wanted to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, but obviously immigration is kind of difficult. And so I, of course, suggested, well, maybe one of the things that we can have happen up here is as a way to incentivize people to get here and to give them make it an easier process is to have people who are willing to marry, essentially for the purposes of immigration. And, Mark, you found a lady who...
I didn't find her. She spoke on a thing I was tagged on, and so there's a gal that's that interested, and at the very least talking to Kishi, and things could go from there, right?
So I don't. So the board operator did not tell you how to get in touch with Mark, Takeshi?
No, this is first I hear this.
First time. All right, so here's what you should do is email Mark at mark@freetalklive.com, and then Mark will do hook you up as it is said here in America.
すごい。けれど、あと、CIA is now listening, no? The immigration will know. They will catch us, no?
I don't know. You see, you're jumping to conclusions about the marriage here. This girl could fall deeply in love with you. I'm not proposing one way or the other, Takeshi. This lady wants to talk
ugly.
To you.
I do not think a woman will fall in love with Takeshi.
It's not about how you look, Takeshi. Yeah. It's about how you talk, and that's all that matters.
But my English is bad.
She got a thing for his accent?
I would guess that was part of it.
Yeah. Hey, you should give it a try, Takeshi. You know, it can't hurt to give it a good old try. So
I would email you Mark.
All right, fantastic. So anything else you want to talk about tonight, or were you just correcting your my misunderstanding of what you said yesterday?
Well, I argue with a friend politics and road. Road is hard to argue. Road.
Oh, the roads issue, yes.
Okay.
Yes. It is definitely very difficult, and I imagine it's probably even more so over in Japan. I don't know.
Japan road is so bad, so terrible.
Now, do you drive much there, or is it a lot of public transportation to take the train?
Train. Yeah. Always train. Everyone like cow, geese, cattle.
Are you into like toge and dori dori? Do you like any of that?
What is that?
Is drifting?
I do not know this.
It's car racing up and down hills. It's very popular in Japan.
I have never heard dore dore.
I think that's how it's pronounced.
Now wait, have you ever driven a car? I mean, or you've just always been riding on the train your whole life?
My parents have a car in Niigata, where I come from, countryside. But I'm no very good driver.
Where are you calling from, by the way? Are you in Tokyo or somewhere else?
Right now I am in Chiba, which is near Tokyo. I come from up north, which is Niigata. It is very countryside. I am hillbilly, Japan hillbilly. I come from way up north.
I love it.
Go to school.
Takeshi, that's the acid test of language, being able to handle languages, to be able to tell jokes. And you did pretty good. You made us laugh.
Thank you, Takeshi. I appreciate hearing from you. And, hey, maybe that lady will work out for you. Who knows? And we'll see you here sooner rather than later in New Hampshire. Thanks for the call. More coming up. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Work from home. Yeah, right.
Yes, the typical make money from home scam has become a cynical laugh in this country. But for only $5 a month, this home-based business is anything but typical. Finally, a business we can all afford. AtHomeRevolution.com. But you're thinking,
how much can it be worth for only $5? And how much can you earn with that little investment?
Here's the truth. 94% of all who joined AtHomeRevolution.com have stayed. 94%. With AtHomeRevolution.com, there's no stress, no talking to anyone,
unless you want to,
and no long-term contracts or commitments. Request free information at AtHomeRevolution.com. It's honest, easy, and true. AtHomeRevolution.com, the best home-based business in existence today for only $5 per month. Then a one-time $10 investment for advertising. One time. That's it. AtHomeRevolution.com. That's ATHomeRevolution.com. Say yes to residual income with AtHomeRevolution.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it's soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at SparkleAuto.com. That's SparkleAuto.com or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at SparkleAuto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from SparkleAuto.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site for free. So head on over, enjoy at freetalklive.com. And those features, by the way, do include our webcam. You go to cam.freetalklive.com, and you can watch and listen as well as interact. Our chat room is built into the very same page. So head over there at cam.freetalklive.com. And know this, the webcam is brought to you by memorydealers.com.
Antiwar.com is your source for anti-war news and views for 15 years. It's having its quarterly pledge drive. You can strike a blow against the empire and give to antiwar.com. Just go to antiwar.com/donate. They've got a telephone number there for you to call if you prefer to make the telephone call. I highly recommend donating to this great site, as does Jason Osborne from SACL CAI. That's why he's donated his time here to them. It's antiwar.com/donate.
All right, so we got Sam on the line here from obscuretotruth.com. Sam getting back into fresh from the city council meeting here in Keene, New Hampshire, where some of the activists decided to try the in-the-system approach. There's been a lot of critique at the activism up here. Of course, for those of you that are new to the show, we're all here as part of the Free State Project. We made the move to New Hampshire in order to get more active, to become active for liberty in our lifetimes. Thousands of people are going to make the move, and hundreds already have. Over 10,000 people have pledged. And a number of more civilly disobedient-minded, non-cooperative-minded folks have landed here in Keene, and that has resulted in a little higher than average, a lot higher than average instances of civil disobedience, some of which, most of which, have been fairly controversial, not just from people in the area, but also from within the liberty movement as well. And so there's this constant chant, if you will, from the people that support more political action that, you know, you need to work within the system. You need to work within the system. So one of the newer activists up here, who was a Keene native, Heike, who was arrested for an open container violation as an instance of civil disobedience, decided to go ahead and put a letter in front of the local city council and do the in-the-system thing. And so tonight, some other liberty activists came out in support of her at this in-the-system kind of thing that she was trying to do. And you were out there to watch it, Sam. And Luther, you were also present as well.
Right. But something else happened that you didn't mention, and that's a opposition or sort of a side group that kind of disagrees with the some of the methods and things that are promoted on Freekeen has formed, and they had sort of a counter demonstration out front in City Hall, and I attended that first.
Well, the way they described that, this is the Freekeen from the Freekeen Stigma Group. That's what they're calling themselves on Facebook. They described this as a demonstration in support of Hika's in-the-system activism.
Okay, yeah, and I would agree with that. I got there and eventually made my way over and talked to them. One of them was being interviewed, and I took out my video camera, and it eventually created a pretty interesting discussion. They had some positive things to say about, what Hika was doing. They didn't like all of the activism and so forth, and that led into, specifics and so forth. And one of the things they brought up was kind of the School Sucks podcast and the outreach that we've done at the middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of went through that topic, and I explained, I may not agree with exactly the way that's said, but as far as I know, it's the best thing out there, so I'd rather give that to them. And one of the kids asked, well, why would you want to give them a imperfect message or, something like that that's so objective? And I said, well, I'd rather give them an imperfect message and impart some knowledge on them than leave them in ignorance until the perfect message comes along.
Right, kind of let them learn for themselves.
Exactly.
And how can you figure out what the perfect message is for an individual?
Until you test a message, too. You've got to put something out there,
right?
Before you know it's going to be effective
exactly.
or not.
Exactly. And the other thing I did is I told them, look, it's not my podcast. It's not a Freekeen thing. The guy who puts that together, and this is the only one that I know of that's even close to having this kind of information, his name is Brett Vinote. You can look him up on his website, send him an email, and open this dialogue with him and let him know that you don't like the name. And they even had some suggestions for different ones. I forgot what it was, but it'll be in the video I shot. That's actually pretty good that he might be interested in. And if that doesn't work, then go create your own podcast.
Well, yeah, and I liked when we were out there doing that school outreach, one of the things that changed quickly was we started with some – well, first of all, we just started with holding Freekeen banners, and then the School Sucks signs came out when we really started to incorporate the School Sucks into the outreach, because at first it was just to promote Freekeen. And when we had the first signage out, it was just mostly focusing on the School Sucks kind of mantra. And that got, that obviously got some negative response in the local newspaper. And Meg was out there with us, one of the bloggers at Freekeen.com. She came out with a much better sign, which said, I think it was Education Rules, School Sucks. And so to kind of, throw a little bit of confusion in there. Well, wait a minute. How could education be good but school suck? And that I think was a much more a good method to get the gears turning more so than just plain old school sucks.
Right, because otherwise it kind of sends incorrectly. It sends the message, school sucks. Just drop out. You don't have to do any of this stuff. Like when Pinocchio went away to Fire Island to just play all day long.
Wow, I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
I haven't either. I pulled that really just out of nowhere. But, yeah, I think maybe people were confused and they kind of got that idea. But adding in that little tag, education rules, school sucks, obviously clears that. Or maybe not clear it up.
Give you something to think about.
Yeah, exactly. It promotes thought, which is what education is all about.
And along those same lines, we then went into some of the other kinds of activism. And I explained to them how Freekeen is a site that promotes activists, it's an activist-centric thing, meaning one individual comes up with an idea, I want to do a drinking game or I want to do school outreach, and then they typically discuss their idea in the forum, look for feedback. Sometimes they don't, sometimes they just start it. But I think there are opportunities for them to get involved, post their ideas and suggestions and recommendations in the forum, and they all agreed to do that. And I also told them, look, that means you guys can come on the forum, come up with a activism idea, post it there, and I think they would actually get some support from the local liberty activists.
Right. Yeah, they're supporting liberty, of course.
Oh, yeah. And the young girl, Annie, Nice young girl. She mentioned,
she's the person who started the Facebook group.
Oh, yes. She mentioned to me that it's the point of her group is more or less to create a dialogue between, I don't know if it's native specifically or, you know, just get to get
us
people talking.
Them.
Us and them, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, but that's how it's sort of panned out.
So that's great. So
not necessarily.
Like,
quite a few Free Staters have shown support for her organization as well.
Yeah.
As, you know, and some Free Staters have not shown support for Free Keen.
This is true. So, so Sam, was there any...
But that's not why her group was set up.
Right.
Her group was set up to create dialogue between us and them. What they found out, and I think that it's changed their attitude completely, is that there's a lot of them and us and a lot of us and them.
Actually, writer for The Sentinel wanted to talk to me later in the week about what the Free Keen movement is, what the Free State Project movement is, that we're not all made up of movers, that some of us were natives, you know, and
that's great.
So, yeah, so I'll be talking to him later on.
Fantastic. So, Sam, was there any physical confrontation, any heatedness beyond, you know, some of these discussions? Last time that this group came out once last week during the city council meeting, and there was some drama that erupted. Did anything like that transpire?
Not at all. And actually, James was there as soon as I pulled up on my bike and was walking it up. He wandered up to and offered his hand to shake my hand. And we talked. I don't want to go into detail of it. He didn't want me to film him. I'm like, you're on public property. You realize that. And I didn't film him, though. We just had a brief conversation, and then I went over to talk to them. And they were reasonable, calm. You know, we were going back and forth. I'll leave the finer points for the video that I'm going to post. So,
okay, great.
But it was excellent discussion. I think it really opened up dialogue, and it was very friendly.
So maybe some bridges are beginning to be built here.
That would be a good thing.
Sounding positive, which is great, because heretofore, up until this point, all we've had as far as critics, as far as the Free Keen movement, or whatever you want to call it, the activism styles here in Keene, has been some of the other activists and the anonymous haters that post on the comments.
And they weren't accessible
at
all.
We'll come back with more here in a moment. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
My worst day ever? I'm waiting in this crazy line at the DMV. So, I'm checking the web. Zero responses to my new resume. My 98% compatibility match now just wants to be friends. And hackers have taken over my Facebook account. I just thought, has the whole world turned against me?
It's not the whole world that's turned against you. It's the internet. Private, inaccurate, or unflattering information posted about you online can hurt your reputation, your career, and even your relationships. But now, help is available. It's called Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender controls your privacy online and manages how you look when someone Googles you. Reputation Defender continuously monitors everything about you on the web, including 40 social networks. It also removes your personal information from websites that collect and sell it, protecting your privacy. Go to MyReputation.com or call us at 877-720-6497. 877-720-6497. Use promo code BLACK for a special discount on our revolutionary service.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Why almost all politicians, teachers, and preachers are dead wrong about how to keep this country from becoming a total dictatorship. If that headline got your attention, then you know the only way back.
The only way back to true freedom and liberty in America.
Have you ever wondered about whether your personal and religious liberty will survive?
After all, what good are gold, silver, and survival supplies in a concentration camp?
And have you ever thought about what kind of America you're leaving to your kids and grandkids? Then theonlywayback.com is an open online letter you must read. Find out where true liberty comes from and discover the foundations of freedom by going to theonlywayback.com. If you're a patriot who truly wants to help rebuild this nation, call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Or visit theonlywayback.com and do it today. It's the only way back.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The control of the airwaves and dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That effort brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find that the features are free. And if you want to help support the show, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom, and the price of a cup of coffee to you. But it adds up when a whole bunch of people get $3 a month. So you get perks too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, podcast, and more. Get the details, get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options. And now, by the way, if you are an international listener and you've noticed over the past several weeks that the AMP system has not allowed you to sign up, that problem has been solved. So people from around the world, we are now welcoming you back to the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. Focusing briefly here for a little bit longer on for the Free Keen movement. Freekeen.com is my blog site that I created, that we've got a bunch of different bloggers on that talk about the transition to the voluntary society, reporting on news, opinion, and activism going on here in the Keen area from one perspective, to give you a window into the world of what's happening, also to expose it to the activism movement out there at large, so people could be attracted specifically here to the area, because the more liberty-minded people we get here in Keene and also across New Hampshire, the better. And of course, Free Keene has begun focusing on a little bit of a wider scope to focus on other things that are happening across New Hampshire, not just Keene. And so there's been some backlash from some of the activism that's been going on up here with the civil disobedience that has happened. Some people have been upset, and they believe that Free Keene has created a stigma for the town of Keene. They want the Keene to be seen in a certain light, and they feel like, I'm speaking for them here, and I probably can't, but it's my understanding that they feel like Keene has been tarnished by things like open container disobedience or cannabis smoking or toplessness in the center of town.
Yeah, yeah, right. Who doesn't like boobs?
Right?
I was talking to a native of the area here today. I was out at a memorial service for a pillar of the community who passed away. And I was talking to an old guy who said, you know, back in the 50s, we used to go hang out in Keene and drink beers. No big deal. Nobody cared. The one of the, five cops that they had in town at the time, and by the way, the town hasn't grown nearly as much as its police force has. They came by, and actually, I remember one of them having a sip of our beer in the past. So apparently, open container, relatively new thing in the city of Keene.
So folks came out tonight to kind of there's opposition group isn't really the right term, a group that opposes this, what they perceive of as a stigma that has been attached to how people see the Keene area, has come out, and they had their first real kind of significant protest tonight. Luther, you told me off the air they had like 5 to 8 people, which is a significant turnout. I mean, we might not have been. How many folks who came out that you would say were kind of from the Liberty Movement?
None.
None. Okay, so you weren't there, and
I thought you meant for their purposes. No, for the Liberty Movement. Maybe that many. Probably a little more, though, closer to 10 or a dozen.
But within a few days of them forming their group, they've managed to essentially pull out essentially the same amount of people.
Well, they've got momentum at this point. Let's see how long their little group lasts.
Well, and things are also not as opposed as they might have seemed at first, with people having productive discussions with one another, both in person tonight and also online on their Facebook group, the Free Keene from the Free Keene Stigma group. So I think that'll all... that's all going to lead to good things, building bridges, that kind of thing. So, Sam, anything else you wanted to share about your experience here tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. Heike did her speech, did a pretty good job.
This was in the city council meeting where they were looking at Heike's letter that suggests ending the open container ban.
Correct. And, there were some other people there. The police got up and said, it was horrible back in the 70s, and that's why we had to pass this ordinance, and if you repeal it, it will go right back to the way it was. And
right.
Fred Parcells, one of the former bureaucrats and policemen, got up and talked about, they'd be peeing in front of every storefront, and they'd be opening their stores to
right.
the smell of urine,
and
because
they,
all this used to happen.
They use these distractions to kind of skim over the real issue, which is belligerents or people urinating on somebody else's building or property damage or fighting, And they tried to blame it all entirely on the ordinance, saving
them. Ludicrous.
Yeah.
There are bars up and down Main Street.
I pointed it out to them. I said, you can get drunk in a bar and be belligerent, and then leave, you're out on the street. You can do all the same things that they're complaining about.
And so many people live downtown. It's a bunch of tall buildings. And many people live in those buildings. So they can, on their way home, decide if they wish to pee someplace. They can do that.
Yeah, well, this is the so-called Free Stater. Fred, this is the former city councilor, former cop that likes to call himself a Free Stater. It's funny.
Well, he wants smaller government, just like everybody.
Not really.
A lot of them seem to want to chalk it up to the fact that a lot of Free Staters are young. And so, we don't know better because we're younger. With age, we'll learn. And that's ageism, in my opinion, because I've met older people who are freaking idiots.
Well, it is.
And to an extent, I can understand how the more duration you have on this earth, the more knowledge you might accumulate.
You forget stuff. I'm old enough now that I'm forgetting what many of the lessons I learned in my youth. So, I don't know that necessarily holds that much water.
So go ahead, Sam, with your thoughts.
Okay, two really important points I wanted to bring out. One of the city council members up there said he lives on one of the major streets and he gets beer bottles in his bushes every spring that he has to pull out, and it's really annoying. So I later, eventually through the meeting, got to ask him the question, how many of those bottles that you find in your bushes are coffee cups, Coke bottles, versus how many of them are alcohol? And he said, absolutely none. They are all alcohol. And I said, well, do you ever wonder why people aren't throwing other things in there? Because they are walking by drinking with them. And I'll tell you why. It's because the police right here are enforcing a prohibition. And people don't want to be caught with an open container, so they throw them in your bushes rather than responsibly in a trash can like they do with everything else.
Right. Why walk the extra 250 feet to get to the trash can when you could be caught by the police in that time, or 1,000 feet, or however far it is away the trash can might be?
Right.
And his answer was, well, if we repeal the ordinance, then they would be drinking all the time, so I'd just get more bottles.
They're already doing it.
Well, I don't know that. I don't know that repealing. I don't know the ordinance has that much. If they repeal the ordinance, I think he'd probably still get a certain amount of trash thrown in his yard. Mm. I live on a major.
I do too.
I live on a major thoroughfare. This guy doesn't have nothing on me. I live on a state highway.
Oh yeah, I walked down the road with you, and I helped you pick up stuff, man.
I've got like 600 or 700 feet of frontage, and I can tell you that that what I get in a town that doesn't have an open container law is all kinds of garbage. I get beer bottles. I get beer cans. I get McDonald's containers, mm-hmm. coffee containers. Yep. I get the strangest things.
And like I said, it's not striking the root. It's ignoring the real problem and blaming it on something else.
Yes.
Something easier to catch.
They're throwing them out on the side of the road because of the open container ordinance that applies to people in cars. Whereas if that wasn't the case, you probably wouldn't get as many beer bottles. Still, trash would be an issue.
Right. Even if they end the open container ordinance, there's still a prohibition on people under the age of 21 drinking, and we're talking about a college town, so they're still going to be throwing their bottles around. So until we can actually repeal that and make it so kids aren't scared to be carrying around these bottles with them, then they're still going to be throwing them places.
You know,
yeah, they made that point.
What they need for laws is laws that handle bad behavior, not laws that bother everybody doing everything. I was out today, as I said, at this memorial service for this gentleman, and I get the impression that this guy's favorite drink was Bud Light. I mean, there were a lot of beers being consumed. This was at the town hall where I live, and there were hundreds of people standing outside right on a state highway consuming beer out of the can, and I was not one of them, but somehow or another these folks they didn't get out of hand. It wasn't a terrible thing, and gosh darn it, everything was fine.
Sam, what's your second point?
So they wanted to make it sort of justified by saying that the bars and restaurants around town are all licensed, so they're controlled by the state, so therefore they can do it, but there's you can't trust the public or individuals to be responsible. And Ida got up and just made a point that knocked it out of the park. She asked, is there a process for an individual to get a license to consume alcohol on public property? And that question got redirected to the police chief, who basically said, well, you would have to buy a liquor license from the Liquor Commission in order to sell liquor, which didn't even answer the question.
No, and then they berated her when she tried to rephrase it.
So they didn't change anything in favor of freedom this time around, right?
Nope.
All right, more coming up here. Hour number three is on the way. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.